Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. So where we last left off, we're in chapter 2, verse 23. The king of Egypt died. We said some different possibilities as to what happened. And the Jewish people have a whole new level of despair as their state. And they cry out to God. And to go to Psukim later, verse 25, Vayara Elokim es b'nei Yisrael, God saw the Jews, Vayeda Elokim, and God knew. What does that mean that God knew? God knew what? So there's an interesting point. Rashi says what it means that he knew is he put his focus, Nasan Aleihem Lev, he put his focus on their issue and that he was going to find a way out of this problem for them. And of course, this is the beginning of the turning of the wheels of redemption. The Sforno says something so powerful. The Sforno says he knew that their prayers were with all of their hearts, that it wasn't just lip service anymore, and they were truly praying with all that they had to God that he should take them out of this. It's such a remarkable thing to think about. We spend so much of our time in prayer. And as observant, practicing Jews, we probably would be hard-pressed to find more time that we spend less efficiently in our mitzvah observance. Would you compare it to all the other good things that we do? We spend so much time davening, and how much do we actually, how many times, how many minutes in a week, in a month, do we actually feel, wow, we really connected to God in that moment? And it's a little bit depressing, to be very honest. But the core of the solution seems to revolve around these psukim here, which is they firmly believed that their only way forward was with the help of God, by the help of God. I think many times we look at prayer as somewhat of a wish list to God. It's like we're in this polite discussion with God and we ask him what we want to ask him. If we see our situations as ones of desperation, it's a very different story. Famously, we probably mentioned this in a previous series, one of the most commonly used words in prayer is Baruch. We say God is blessed. What does that mean? Blessed art thou. What does that mean? And a classic approach in the commentators is Baruch means that God is the source of abundance, that all good in this world comes from God. What a powerful thing to reflect on. Doesn't have to be the desperation of Egypt. It could be when things are good. What a powerful thing to reflect on, that the core of when we reach out to God is the recognition that he is at the base of all that is good. Fast forward in the story, again, what I'd really like to focus on in this series is the Jewish people in general, not specific individuals such as Moshe. We have in the Pasuk that God comes to Moshe, God convinces Moshe he will be the one to lead the Jews out of Egypt. Moshe and Aaron get together. Moshe and Aaron come and speak words to the Jewish people that they will be redeeming the Jews with God's help. There are special signs that they relay. And now the closing pasuk of this section, going really skipping chapter 4, verse 31, Vayamein ha'am, the people believed, Vayishmu'u, and they heard, Ki fakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, that God had remembered the Jewish people, V'chi ra'ah es anyam, and he saw their affliction, vayikdu vayishtachavu, and they bowed and prostrated before God. And it's very powerful. It wasn't just that they heard that God was going to save them. It was that they now firmly believed that God had seen their affliction, that God understood their affliction. And then that's part of what it is to connect to God, not only to think that he and feel that he knows what we need and hopefully will give it to us, but he looks upon us with such love and benevolence. And this is really prayer, and this is really faith. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.